We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tzadi. We left off yesterday in the middle of the Ramah in Sif Yud Ches, which is the very bottom of page Kuf Chav Gimel, about to turn on to page 246. So the Ramah says, we'll pick up in the third to last line on the top, V'yesh omrim da'afilu b'lo asara odif l'hispalal b'beis ha'midrash ha'kavualo. Some say that even if there is no minyan in the Beis Medrash, if it is your set Beis Medrash, it's better to daven there than to go to the Beis HaKnesses and daven with a minyan. V'davka misha torosu umnoso. Davka, someone who Torah is his profession. V'einu misbatel b'lav hochi, and he does not waste time from Talmud Torah for anything. And then the Ramah says, V'afilu hochi, even one on that level that should daven b'yechidus without going to shul, if he's in his Beis Medrash kavua, lo yargil atzmo lasos kein. He should not train himself to do this on a consistent basis. Shelo yulmadu amei haaretz mimenu, so amei haaretz should not learn from him. V'yizbatlu mibeis haknesses, and then they'll stop going to shul. V'kol shekein shelo yasok batorah b'beis haknesses b'zman shatzibur omrim slichos usuchinos. Certainly a person should not be osik in Torah while he's in shul, while the Tzibur is saying there tefilos. So we're up to the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkata Nun Zayin. Shelo yomadu. Sifkata Nun Zayin is going in that which the Ramah said, that you should not do this on a consistent basis to daven b'yechidus in the Beis Medrash and not go to the shul to daven with the minyan. So the Amaratzim should not learn from you. Ki lo yidinuhu l'kav schus, because they won't be judging you favorably, litlos b'toraso, to assume that the reason why you're staying here is because of your limudat Torah. Shebishvil limuduhu mispal b'yochid. They're not going to assume, and danu l'kav schus, that you're davening b'yechidus because of your learning. Rak yomru, rather they will just say, she'eno choshesh v'tfila, that you don't take tfila seriously. The Adunu, Kalvachomer, Al Atzmon, and they will therefore make a Kalvachomer to themselves, Velo Yachoshu Klalot Fila. If this great person is not Makbid on Tfila, but see, we are also not to be Makbid on it. And therefore, they're not going to be Makshiv Tfila. Sifkata Nuncha says, Bizman Shat Tzibur, there, and we said, certainly you should not be learning Torah while the Tzibur is davening, Vichin Bishas Kriyas Torah. Ayin Simon Kuf Membov, so too one should not be learning while Kriyas Torah is going on. And the Mishnah Berurah now continues on page 246. Kosov b'sefer maimon Mordechai. The imhu kvar hispalo. If you already davened, the eno omet shom elo lanos hakadishim v'akadushos me'osham shepursim al shma u'shecholzim kol atfila. And you're only there to answer kaddish and kedusha to what's going on with the minyan, but you're not actually part of the minyan. You're not actually davening with the minyan. Osek b'torah v'eno choshesh. In that case, you can be osek in Torah. You don't have to worry about it because you're not davening in that minyan. V'chein muchach m'lashon hagah, and so too it is clear from the lashon of the Ramah, the mairi dafka b'inyan sheporesh min ha-tzibur. This is only a problem when you are separating from the tzibur, but if you're not actually part of the tzibur, you're just helping them, or you're just answering amen, so then you don't have to worry, you can be osik in Torah. In note 66, he discusses, let's say a person is learning and he hears the bracha, does he have to answer amen while he is learning? So he says, v'imhu Torah b'limudo, if a person is in the middle of learning, k'shiyoshev b'beis ha-medrash k'dei lilmo, that he's sitting in the Beis Medrash in order to learn, and there happens to be a minyan nearby, v'shomei ha-bracha, and he hears a bracha, so note das ha'eshel avram lohokel she'enu chayev lanos, the eshel avram is noted to be lenient that you don't have to answer amen, ach nisha b'tzarachin, he leaves out tzarachin. V'apisrei tshuva hevi, mishalos and shuvas divrei David. If you're not davening there, you're just learning Torah, you do not have to answer amen. But the Pisrei Tshuva argues and says you do have to answer amen. You're potter from answering amen if you are learning, and also from amen Yeheshme Rabba. But you should answer Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and Modim. Why? Because there it will be recognizable if you don't join in with the Tzibur. V'chein l'birchas kohanim yafsik, so too you should stop in order to answer birchas kohanim. Aval Talmud Torah shel rabim lo yavatel mishum kach. However, for Talmud Torah of the public, you should not be mavatel because of that. And the last point in this note is that in the Shevet HaLevi he writes that l'gabi anias amen she'im ze yafriya lo b'limudo, if answering amen is going to be a distraction to your learning, then you are not chayiv to answer amen while you are learning and you hear a bracha. Says the Mechaber in Sif Yutes, the top of page 246. Yikva mokum l'tfilaso, a person should make a set place for his tfilah, he should have a mokum kavua. Shelo yishaneu im lo letzarach, that he should not change if not for a reason. Ve'ein dai b'mashi yikba lo beisakneses lehispalel. It's not enough to have a set shul that you are davening in. Elagan b'beisakneses shekavua ba. But in addition, in the shul that he is kavua in, tzarech shielo mokom kavua. He has to have a set shul that he davens in and a set place in that shul. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkoton Yutes, yikba mokom. Because that's what we find by Avram Avinu, that he had a set place for davening, like the pasuk says, "Vayashkim Avram baboker el hamokom asher omad shom es pnei Hashem." That Avram got up early in the morning to the place in which he stood. He went back to his regular place where he davened. So we see Avram Avinu had a mokom kavua. V'gam kishem mispalo bebeiso yikva mokom. So too, when a person davens in his house by himself, he should have a set place where he davens. Shelo yaval b'lu b'nei abayis, so that the people in the house, his family members, do not distract him. Mokom kavua sifkoton samich v'toch arba amos choshev mokom echa di'yefshe l'tzamtzim. It doesn't have to be so exacting. You don't have to kick the guy out if he's in your seat. You can sit in the next seat within dal amos. That all is considered your mokom kavua, because you can't get things exact anyway. If you look at a few interesting notes over here, note number 67 writes that the Shulchan Aruch later on tells us a different reason why you should have a makom kavua. He says over there that tefillah is b'makom korban, and therefore it has to be standing up and it has to be in a makom kavua. So here we say it's from Avram Avinu, there we say it's from Karbonos. So the Bach explains, she'es ikar hatam la'amida ukfias makom londim Avram Avinu. The ikar reason for standing during davening and for having kfias makom is from Avram Avinu. But a person should have kavana when he's davening, that everything he's doing, all the halachos he's following, is like a korban. So the tefillah should go up to the same place that the korban goes up. Ukvias makom l'tfila kasav ataras chayim b'shem Aviv shidafku l'tfila shmona esrei. Taras chayim writes b'shem his father, this kvias makom is dafku adinish shmona esrei. V'hosef shekach mashma gam b'yushalmi. However, Rabbeinu Yona ubetur mashma sheyesh lekvua makom gam la'amiras pesukei dezimu shara tefillah. It's not just from Esrei, it's the whole davening. It's mashma from them that you should have a set place. Uleinyan kvias makom lelimud. In terms of having a set place where you learn or you sit in the shir, the Mishibur writes later on sheyikva lo bebeis hamedrash makom miyuchal lelimudo. You should have as well a set place where one is going to learn. In note 68, we'll just start with the second paragraph. Gam im b'chol achas mishalosh ha'tfilos koveya atmo b'beis kneses acher. Even if a person davens all three tfilos in different shuls, o shem espal b'beis kneses echad b'shabbos u'beis kneses acher b'mos achol, or he davens in one shul during the week and one shul on Shabbos, Shlomo Zalman Arbal says shenechshav koveya makom u'tfilos. So that's also considered being koveya makom. He's referring to the first thing the Mechaber said about having a set place that you're davening. But if you're set that you go for Shachar Siyah and Mincha over there, that's considered set. It doesn't have to be that you go to the same shul every single tefillah. And one more note over here, note number 69. V'gam im letzorech tefillah b'mekomo akavua yitzorech ledalag b'msukit izimra. Kedei lahasbik lamud letfilah shmon esrei matzibur. Let's say a person's running late, and if he wants to go to his usual minyan that he goes to, he's going to have to skip sukkah dezim in order to catch shmon esrei on time. Or he can go to a different minyan that's later in a different shul. So Shlomo Zalman says she yispal b'mekomo akavua. Go to your set minyan, even if you have to skip around in sukkah dezim to catch shmon esrei. That's the chashivas of the makom kavua. B'pnei shekol shinui b'mekomo gorim lahafra b'tfilah. Changing your location, going to a different minyan, is a distraction from your kavana, and therefore better to go late to your regular shul, your regular place, than to switch and go on time to another place. One more point they bring down over here is an ovel shetzarech lio shatz ve'em bev sherusa l'espalo kishatz v'esakneza kavua shalo. For whatever reason, he's an avelus, someone takes precedence, he's not able to go and get the omud in his regular shul. So Rav Yoshev writes, shemishum kibir ave'em yochol l'shanos mokom tfiloso. Because of kibir ave'em, that would be grounds to go to a different shul so he can get the omud. She'en l'cho tzarech godol mizeh, there's no greater need than that for kibir ave'em. However, others argue, Shlomo Zalman Arbach says, and if Yaakov Kamenetsky says, she'eno tzarech l'shanos es mokomo. For your side, for an ovel, I'm sorry, for an ovel, you don't have to switch your place. V'rak b'yortzai yishtadal l'espal k'shatz mokom acher. Dafka on a yortzai, that's more chashid, then you should go to make sure you get the omid, even if you go to a different shul. V'chein hora agon of this in Kerelitz, shekevan shekol mitzvah sha'ben osa, yesh b'zeh ilu neshama. Very important point, he says, since any mitzvah a child does for his parent, there's an ilu neshama for the parent. So staying in your makom kavua, even if you're not davening for the amud, that itself is an ilu for the neshama that you're following the rules of a makom kavua. Needless to say, if you don't get into a fight and you keep it b'shalom, that also would be an ilu neshama for the parent not to get into any kind of issue of who gets the amud. Let's go weiter in the mechaber. We're up to Sif Chaf. Page 246. The Gemara says in Brachos that a person should go in the measurement of two entrances and then he should daven. Now, there are a few explanations what exactly this means. Yesh mefarshim, some say that it means shir shnei psachim, means the hainu shmona tfachim yikanes lefnim. You should walk in two entrances, meaning each entrance is four tfachim worth. You should walk in eight tfachim into the shul before you daven. Shelo yeshev etzla pesach, you shouldn't sit right next to the door. What's the reason? Shenire kemasui yeshivas pesach neses, it looks like it's a pain in the neck to be in shul. You want to zoom out as soon as possible, so you're sitting right by the door. Therefore, you should go in shnei pesachim, you should go in eight tfachim, and then find a place to sit. Ulefize, according to this understanding, im yeshlo mokum miyuchad etzla pesach, if you have a mokum kavoy, your set place is by the doorway. So in the kachlum, no one's choshish that you're doing because you want to run out. That's where you always sit. That's your makam kavua. The yesh mefarshim shatam, and some explain the reason is mipneishem mabit lachutz ve'enu yochel lachavin. You're going to be looking around outside. You're not going to be able to concentrate on your davening. Ulefiza, according to this, im eno pasuach l'rishas rabim im kachlum. If it's not open to the public area where people are walking around, you don't have to be choshish for that either because you're not sitting there to look around. There's nothing to look at. The Yesh Mefarshim, and there are those who say Shelo Yimar L'Spalo Miyakish Enichnas, that it doesn't mean physically moving in two entranceways, eight tefachim. Rather, it means wait the time that it takes to walk the eight tefachim, not to walk in and daven right away. Ele Yisha Shir Shnei Psachim. Wait the time it takes to walk through two openings. V'nachon Lachosh L'chol HaPerushim. It is appropriate to be considered for all the Perushim, and therefore one should only sit by the door if it's not open to Rosh HaSarabim, and it's his Makom Kavua, and he pauses the time it takes to walk to eight tefachim, and then he covers all his bases, and he would be able to sit by the door. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Samach Aleph Shir Shnei Psachim, Ayin Bebach Shekosav Ditzorech Lasos Azora Lifnei Habesa Knesses Dugmas Ha'ulam Shari Lifnei Ahechal. That one, when they're building a shul, they should make an extra room in front of the actual Beis HaKnesses. They should make an Azora, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there was the Ulam that was leading up to the Heichal. V'herich lefarish b'zeh ha'mayma d'shir shnei psachim. And then he goes on to explain with this pshat, the Gemara that says the shir shnei psachim, and that's based on a Yerushalmi, and it's based on a pasuk that the Yerushalmi brings that we had a couple of days ago. Ashrei odom shomea li lishkot al dalsosa yom yom. We said, praiseworthy is a person who hastens to my doors, yom yom, doors, shnei psachim, that you should walk in two doors. You should walk in one door to the shul into the Azara, and then another one into the actual Beis HaKnesses. That's how the Yerushalmi understands, and therefore the Bach says that you should make an Azara before the Beis HaKnesses so you could actually physically walk through two doors, Shnei Psachim, two doors till you get in. V'chein kosav ha-magin Avram, v'chein nogu kayom b'chol makom. That is the minhag to have these, the entranceway leading up to the Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, for that reason, you don't want to be davening in the hallway. You want to get in all the way to the shul so you can actually pass through the two doorways. And then we said the third pshat was Yisha Shir. You should wait the time it takes to walk in the two doorways so you can be more focused on your davening. Kadesha Tisyashev Daito Olov. So you should have Yisha Vadas, Vispal Bekavona, and you'll be able to daven with better Kavona. Kikishi Yispalo Tekev Bechnisaso Pitom. When a person davens immediately upon entering right away, Ein Daito Miyushavas Olov, his mind is not settled. Then the Mishnah Berurah ends up and says, "Mechabdim bePesach Beis HaKnesses sheikanes hagadol tchila hoel v'roi l'mezuzah." Says the Mishnah Berurah that there is an inyan b'mechabed, a bigger person to go in before to the entrance of the Beis HaKnesses, since it's an opening that's roi l'mezuzah, even though there's no chiyuv to have a mezuzah on the Beis HaKnesses because it's not a makom dira, but it is roi. It's befitting to have a mezuzah as opposed to a dirty place or a bathroom where it's not befitting, and there's no inyan of being mechabed and adam gadol. In note 73, he points out the af in biglal ze yafsit shlo yeh me'asara harishonim. If being mechabed and adam gadol, a bigger person need to go in first, even though you peek in and you see there are nine people there, the one who goes in first is going to be number 10, there's still an inyan to mechabed him and lose out and not be number 10. You're only, the Gemara says in Brachas, you're only mechaved by an entrance, a gadol, an entrance that's royal mezuzah, like a chashav entrance, as opposed to a bathroom or a bathhouse. You're not going to be mechaved over there. Zokta mechaber weiter in Sif Chof Aleph. Tzarech shelo yehei davar chotzeitz beino ubein hakir. When one is davening, he should make sure that there's nothing separating between him and the wall. V'davar kavua kigon aron v'teva einam chotzeitzim. Something that's set, that's always there in that place, like an aron or a teva, a bima, or an aron kodesh, that's not considered a chatzitza. V'lo choshev mechitza rak b'davar gadol shegavu asara v'rafo arba. Now it says here mechitza, I think it means chatzitza. It's not considered to be a separation unless it's a big thing that is 10 tefachim high and it's 4 tefachim wide. Avodavar katan, a small thing, lo chashev hefsek, that's not considered a separation between you and the wall. And then the mechaber says, v'chein bali chayim einam chotetzim. If there's an animal in front of you, that's also not considered a chatzitza between you and the wall. Afilu adam einam chotetz. Even a person separating between you and the wall is not a chatzitza. Says the Ramah, v'li nirid de bali chayim chotetzim. The Ramah argues and says, it appears to me that animals are a chatzitza. V'adam einam chotetz. And a person is not a chatzitza. V'chein nirid svaras haposkim. V'efshar denofo tos besvarim. Says the Mishabura, sivkaton samach gimel. There should be nothing that is chotzeit shenema. We learn that from Chizkiyo, as the pasuk says, "Vayasev Chizkiyo ponav elakir vayispalel." Chizkiyo turned his face towards the wall and he davened. So we see you should be facing the wall when you daven. There are two reasons for this, and we're going to see them as we go through the Mishabura. But the two reasons are: one is that you want to face the wall, so you shouldn't be distracted in your kavana. And number two is just like a korban is an idea of not having a chatzitza between the kohen's hand and the kli that he's working with. So too, I don't know why the exact comparison to the wall, but there shouldn't be a chatzitza between the mispalel and the kir. Says the Mishabura, Mikomakom Einze Elul Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. This din of davening directly in front of the wall without any kind of separation is only for a Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. V'leis Be Isura Kishetzarech L'kach Mitzad Dochek HaMakom. And there is no Isser if you need to daven with something separating you, if it's squishy and there's not enough room, it's not really an Isser. Alkein, therefore, Im Iefshar Bekalus L'Spal Binyan Acher. If there's no other way to daven directly, facing the wall without anything that's considered a chatzitza separating you. Like sometimes they're davening 10 people in a small room. And it's impossible for all 10 of them to be standing in a way that there'll be no chatzitza between them and the wall. Don't hold off the davening because of that and say, oh, I got to be facing the wall and I can't have a chatzitza, therefore I can't daven. Don't do that. Don't go into a different room to daven. You rather you should stay over there. Mikom makom. However, in that case where there is a real chatzitza between you and the wall, yatzim einav, you should close your eyes, o yispal mitoch hasidur, or daven from a sidur, v'lo yabil achut, and don't look outside so you shouldn't be distracted by the thing that's being chotzitz between you and the wall. Kedei shelo yavo lidei bitul kavona ayidei davar achotzitz shelofonav. So you should not be distracted from the thing that is separating you. Sifkotan samech talet beino ubein akir, between you and the wall, v'afilu imhu rachok min akir. Even if you are far away from the wall, there still shouldn't be a chatzitza. Even if you're standing in the middle of the shul, there still shouldn't be a separation that's counted as a separation between you and the wall. The Prima Gadam has a tzad to say that if the chatzitza, the thing that's separating between you and the wall, is more than 4 amos away from you, rishus acheres hi v'shari, that's considered already a rishus acheres. It's not considered a chatzitza, and it would be okay. V'chein pasak amogin yiborim. The teva, we said examples of things that are not considered a chatzitza, an aron and a teva. Umito shalonu haasuyos l'shchiva, beds that are used for sleeping. The ein derech atatla mimakom lomakom. They're not usually moved around. They stay stationary in one place in the room. Nikros davar kavua. That's considered something set. The einam chotzitzim, and the bed is not considered a chatzitza either. If you are in a bedroom, the yesh cholkim, some argue v'tov lahachmir, but the efshar, it is good to be machmir if you can. Rak b'davar gadol, this is that Ramah says it's only considered chatzitza davar gadol, that's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. Sifkatan samach vav. Ayin betaz, dechol davar shu tzorech tfila, anything that is needed for the tfila, afilu hu gadol harbe, even if it is very large, eino choshev hefsek, it's not considered a hefsek. Kegon ha-shulchun shebabayish shemenichan olav asidr, like a table in the house that you're putting your sidr on while you're davening. The table will not be considered a chatzitza. V'lochein nogu b'beis ha'knesses, and therefore there is a custom in the shuls, sheyesh lufnei kol echod shulchon katon shekorin shtender. Therefore there is a minhag in the shuls that before each person there is a small table that we call a shtender, shemenichim olav ha'sidurin, that we place the siddur on, afo pi shegavoa asara v'rochav arba, even if it's 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, it's okay. V'chein kasu shari achronim. And note 75 he brings down from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that even if you're not actually using your shtender to put your siddur on, you're just holding on to the shtender, that also is okay. That's considered of nida tefillah, and that will not be considered a chatzitza. Sifkotan Samach Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's a problem if it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Afilu im eino rochav arba rak lamalav lo lamata. Even if it's only 4 tefachim wide on top and not on the bottom, meaning it has like a stand and then it gets wider on top, that also would be a problem. Again, if it's not used for tefillah, it's not something that's normally kavua, it's hard to really come up with something that's really going to be considered a chatzitza. We see all the exceptions. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter Sifkadan Samaches, Lo Chashev Hefsik, that is not considered a Hefsik if it is a Dover Katan. The Prichadosh argues, V'chein b'sefer my Mordechai Kosov, the Medivrei Tshuvas HaRambam, Shehuva b'Beis Yosef, Lo Mashmach, is also not Mashmach that way from the Tshuvas HaRambam that's brought down in the Beis Yosef. Mikom Mokom Saf Solom Shev Beis HaKnesses, the chairs in the shul, L'kuyama L'choshev Hefsek, according to everyone, it's not considered Hefsek. The Kfuim Heim, because they are set, Ayin Shom B'Prichadosh. In note 76, he points out, from Rav Chaim Kanievsky as well, that it's lav dafka that they're set, meaning they're attached to the ground. Even if they're not attached to the ground, but they're normally set up that way, it's already not considered a chatzitza. So there's many grounds for saying that something is not considered a chatzitza. It's very hard to come up with something that would be a chatzitza when you're in a regular shul, except for possibly a person, which we said over here, that Adam is not chotzeitz. But in Schof Beis, the Mechaber says, V'yesh misha omer, there are those who say, sheyesh lizor milhispalel achorei shum adam, that one should be careful not to daven behind any person, v'tov lochosh ledvarav, and that's good to be choshesh for that shita, not to daven behind any person. Now that would get very, very complicated if you're in a shul, if you can't daven behind a person, so then you'd have to have a very, I guess the B'nai Shalom based Medrash is good, a very wide shul, short, wide shul, so everyone could face the wall, but the Mishaburah is omer on this lekuda. In Sifkatan Samach Tes, if you look at Sifkatan Samach Tes, sheyesh lizor milispalel, some say you should be zor, not davening behind a person. Kosa b'sefer ma'amar Mordechai, l'chore yesh l'daktik b'zeh, de'efshar lizor b'zeh. This is impossible to be careful about. De'ech efshar sheyu kol ha'om ha'om de'beis ha'knesses neged ha'kosa b'lo ha'sakas adam. How could you have every person in the shul be facing the wall without any other person separating them? It's just one long line. Lochein nira, therefore it appears, the af l'hayesh omrim, even according to this yesh omrim, the Mechaber brings down in Sifchav Beis, lo have hefsek gomur. This is not considered a real hefsek, she'e osr l'chol adam, that it should be osr for all people. Ela zihirus ba'alma she'esh lizar b'de'efshar. Rather, it's just a zihirus that you should do if you're able to. It's like a chumrah, if you're able to keep this chumrah gevaldik. But if you're in a shul or a similar kind of place, or a chasna, 100 people davening in a very small room, it's impossible to get everyone to be facing the wall in that room. It is obvious that it is 100% mutter l'chatchila to daven behind the person. Ella sha medaktik b'maisav, one who is very medaktik in his actions, yire sheyelo mokum kavua neged akosel ad kam lashono. One should try to see to it, if he is able to try to get a seat facing the wall. So if they're going around, they're seating on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so you know, you should do your shtadlus and ask if there's a seat available facing the wall. But other than that, it's 100% fine l'chatchila to be davening behind someone. It's just sam, it's a chumrah if one is able to keep to that chumrah. Yes, Shaya.
Just real quick, in Samachay, in the Mishnah Berurah,
yes.
Beds, is that implying that it's okay to daven in a bedroom?
Yes. Yes, we've had this before also, because we had Shai asked, is it to imply over here that you could daven in a bedroom, that in Sifkatan Samachay, the Mishnah Berurah talking about that where the beds are going to be a chatzitza between you and the wall. I think we saw this other times as well, when we talked about Meiraglayim and Tzoah, if it was under a bed, how high the bed was, if the walls hung down low enough within 3 tefachim, if it's considered covered or not. So we saw clearly that there is room, as long as you're careful that there's no Meiraglayim, there's no Tzoah, there's no Erva, there's no inappropriate things, so it would be okay. Doesn't mean it's necessarily the best place to choose to daven in your house, but it certainly is okay to daven in the bedroom. That's a good ha'ara.
Could back to the Mishnah Berurah, Kfiyas Makom for a second?
Yes.
You find sometimes people, I'm not sure what the reason is, maybe it's because of the Sas Mishnah of the wall, or maybe it's because they don't want to, they belong to Shemana Esrei or whatever. And for Shemana Esrei, you see sometimes that they go up to the front.
You see people that go up to the front, but that's for Shemana Esrei?
Like, they're in their seat, they're sitting over here, and then for Shemana Esrei, whether they have a long Shemana Esrei, they don't want people to, you know, to walk up to the front, the wall. Is that a problem of Kfiyas Makom? That's not real.
Well, that's interesting. So you're asking if someone who davens normally in the back and goes up for the front to daven Shemana Esrei, so it seems like a lot of people have seen that. So, if we saw Machlokas over here in the poskim whether the idea of Kfiyas Makom is dafka for Shemana Esrei or for the whole tefillah. So,
for sure for Shemana Esrei.
But if that maybe that's his Makom Kavua. Maybe he always goes up to the same spot for Shemana Esrei. So that would be considered his Makom Kavua. Question is if you should have two different Makom Kavuas within one tefillah. We said you could have one for Shachris and one shul, one for Milcha and another shul. So maybe you could have it in the same shul for Shachris and Milcha also. But to have with it, for Pesuk HaDezim in one place in Shemana Esrei, I don't know.
Some people only doing it for Ma'ariv because Ma'ariv is no, it's very short afterwards.
Oh, so people will be Makbid to move up. I don't know. Oh, the coastal is not a place that people daven b'kfias usually, unless they live right there. You're saying every time you go to the coastal, daven in the same place.
Those Nates guys are
good. I don't know. The whole svara in the Makom Kavua is that you have more kavana because you're not going to get distracted because you're always used to that place. But if you go to the coastal once every 2 years or so, depends how often you go. So I don't know that it helps you. Yeah, I don't know if it helps you to go back to the same place. It's not going to be any less distracting necessarily. But one other interesting note that I skipped, so didn't know if we were finished in time, but apparently we did. If you go back to note 68, that first part of the note, he says, I thought it was rather obvious, that's why I skipped it, but he points out an interesting thing. We said about Makom Kavu, we learned it from Avraham Avinu. In note 68, he writes in the beginning, V'ein tzarach she'espalo kol chayev bo'osu makom. You don't have to daven your whole entire life in the same place. U'kumo she'uchiach ha'eshel Avraham, she'gam Avraham Avinu holach l'mas osa v'makom l'makom. Because Avraham Avinu was also traveling from place to place. Even though we see he had a Makom Kavua, it wasn't forever. He also traveled and davened in other places. That it was rather obvious, but that's what he points out from Avraham Avinu. We see Makom Kavua, but we see it wasn't a permanent Kavua his whole life. He traveled as well. He went to Mitzrayim, went to other places, and he obviously was davening during those times also, and not in the same place that he davened the original time. So the Prima Gadam also writes in note 68, he brings it down, Shafilu in Bakayetz Eishlo Makom Kavua Ubuchorev Makom Kavua Acher. I don't know why he would switch in the summer and the winter, but if a person has one place he likes to sit in the winter, maybe he doesn't like the heat blowing on him in the winter, so he switches to a different Makom. Oh, a different shul, you're saying. Ner shav sheish la makom kavua. Okay, so either way.
We said that already, even for one.
Even Shachris and Mincha, we said that. Correct. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll, Emet Hashem, finish the siman on Sunday.